This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
There's a break in the case of a woman thrown from a moving car in Colorado Springs. Police arrested a suspect yesterday after the victim died Wednesday in a parking lot. They found the vehicle and tried to do a traffic stop, but say the driver then drove away. Officers were able to catch Nathaniel Buckman, who was already wanted for robbery and car theft. Now he's facing second-degree murder charges. The victim has not been named yet.
Breaking news this morning, the Colorado Springs Police Department investigating an overnight shooting this morning. Details are limited at this time, but Springs police have confirmed their homicide team is now at the scene of Senton Road, just near Garden of the Gods Road, east of I-25. Officers reported being first called out to the scene just before midnight yesterday on reports of shots being fired. Upon arrival, they found a man with life-threatening injuries, took him to a local hospital. Hospital officials say that the man unfortunately died due to his injuries. There's no reported activity as far as getting a suspect at this time. That investigation continues.
There are new developments in the Penrose funeral home case. The owners aren't getting out of jail just yet. Both pleaded not guilty yesterday to wire fraud charges. The judge ordered John Halford to stay in custody as he awaits trial in that case, but will let his wife, Carrie, go to a halfway house once there's space. The couple was rearrested last Sunday for federal crimes. They're already facing 260 charges in the state case after 190 bodies were found decomposing in October. That arraignment is set for June. Meantime, demolition of the funeral home continues along Highway 115 and is expected to be done next week. For the first time ever, a Gallup poll on the nation's sleeping habits shows the majority of Americans are not getting enough shut-eye. Experts say a lot of this has to do with stress.
If it's been going on for quite some time, then it becomes more like a bad habit and it's hard to break, but it's not impossible.
Dr. Suhaib Sak, a sleep expert at San Antonio's University Health System, says that people who can't sleep need to stop scrolling through social media before bed. That adds to stress levels, and the light from your phone awakens your brain. This Gallup poll found that only 2 in 5 Americans get enough sleep and that women are less likely than men to report getting enough rest at night.
It's time to clean up Colorado Springs. The Three Parks in 3 Days event is back for its 3rd year to celebrate Earth Day. Today we'll focus on Blodgett Open Space. Tomorrow is Palmer Park, and Sunday it's all about Ute Valley Park. Volunteers will help clean trail corridors and replant flowers. If you're interested, you should wear sturdy outdoor clothing, work gloves, and durable shoes. All events will take place from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. And here's a heads up for drivers in Colorado Springs. Those who rely on Barnes Road may want to give themselves extra time. On Monday, crews will be closing the section between Antelope Ridge Drive and Mark Shuffle Road for major utility work, and it won't be reopened for another 2 weeks. Those needing to access businesses in the area will have to use Antelope Ridge Drive. Detours will be in place and message boards set up along the route.
Enjoy those low gas prices while they last. Colorado is the 3rd cheapest state to fill up right now at $3.18 a gallon. AAA says that's because ski season is winding down, but it'll soon cost more to fill up with summer travel season just ahead and federal mandates for reformulated gasoline. Experts say prices will start rising by mid-May before the EPA rule goes into effect June 1st.
And several Earth Day events are happening in Colorado Springs this weekend. KRDO 13's Bryn Carman has details.
One of them is the 27th annual Garden of the Gods celebration tomorrow from 10 to 2. It will feature demonstrations, educational booths, crafts, animal experiences, and interactive activities for the whole family. Free parking is available at the Garden of the Gods Visitor and Nature Center and the Overflow Lot. Bryn Carman, KRDO 13.
Mainly cloudy skies this morning. We'll see some partial clearing as we go late morning, early into the afternoon. Then another round of rain and snow showers as we go into the evening hours. High temperature-wise today, if we can break out of the clouds, we're looking at highs in the mid and upper 50s, Colorado Springs, and the mid and upper 60s around Pueblo. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.